supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Let's take a break from all the weighty news of late. Why don't we head out to the links with Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. Derek, I have my driver ready. Where are we going?
Well, we're going to the most distant fairway in the solar system, for golfers anyway. It was 46 years ago today that astronaut Alan Bean pulled out a 6-iron from his toolkit there on the moon and 2 golf balls in an attempt to make the longest golf drive ever known.
How long?
It actually turned out to be a little over a mile, although, as he exclaimed once he finally hit the ball some distance, he said, miles and miles and miles. But that's how it looked to him.
Did he hit it off a tee or just right off of the lunar dust?
You know, there was a big difficulty about this. Number one, he was using a converted lunar science tool, a geology tool that had been adapted to take the head of the 6-iron, number one. Number two, the spacesuit was kind of stiff, so he couldn't actually use 2 arms to, you know, grip the quote-unquote club and swing to hit the ball. And then the last problem was, because the suit was so stiff, it made it very difficult for him to bend over to, like, place the ball on a tee. So what he did was he pulled 2 golf balls out of a pocket, dropped one right on the ground in front of him, maneuvered it around a little bit, and then tried to hit the ball. He took 2 swings that didn't work out, and then the third swing, off that ball went, and he had 1 more ball that he dropped and launched out into the lunar, a lunar fairway sphere.
Alas, low-gravity golf hasn't caught on yet. If we ever do make it to Mars, is the gravity similar there as it is on the moon?
No, it's actually a little bit more on Mars. The gravity on the moon is 1/6 that of Earth, and on Mars it's 1/3 that of Earth.
As you mentioned Mars, let's talk about not fully formed planets and the search to find them.
This has always been a challenge. Distance has been a major factor. The second factor is that if you're looking for planets orbiting stars, the brightness of the star way overpowers any telescope detection system like a camera, either photographic with film or even some sort of electronic camera. The light from the star is just too bright. The planets are just too close. Obviously, over a very long distance, they'll appear, you know, right on top of the star, no matter what their distance is.
So you resort to inferential evidence.
Well, that's true. And we've done some inferential work in the past using either radio instruments to detect the presence of an object. But now our capability is developing to be able to image objects forming right around new stars using what was really a technology that has been known for some time for use here on Earth. It's called a coronagraph. And a coronagraph is simply a device that places a disk in front of the sun so that we can observe the sun's atmosphere. Otherwise, it would affect our eyes.
Then where does the protoplanet come into play?
New technologies have been developed recently, one of them called the vortex coronagraph. It's a disk, 1/2 inch wide and 1/10 of an inch thick. It's incredibly thin, but this device, placed inside an infrared detector being used at the Keck telescopes in Mauna Kea, Hawaii, have enabled astronomers to be able to redirect the light from the star to make these dust rings appear. And in the dust rings, astronomers are being now able to see clumps of material about the size of Jupiter that are orbiting these stars.
We've gotten ahead of ourselves. What is a protoplanet?
Yes, we have stepped a little bit far out, and a protoplanet is an object that is just beginning to form around very young stars.
So clearly, there are no protoplanets to be found in our mature solar system.
No, all the planets in our solar system are formed. They're all here, although we find a great variety of planets and moons here that chases us down another rabbit hole in a sense, because as we look around the galaxy, no doubt we'll find many, many more examples.
Thanks, Derek.
My pleasure, Dave.
Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. He joins us each week at this time on NewsWorks Tonight.